So your ability to handle stress can make you a leader by default. Why? Because you're willing to handle things that nobody else in the room can handle. So you just become the leader just because nobody else wants to deal with that. So now you're the leader because you're dealing with it.
Stayallday.com. Pretty exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has or relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
Work on your game. DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You are now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. Dre, what is that? That is the go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques all underneath the umbrella of one unifying philosophy that's called Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is how to manage stress. How to manage stress. Before we get into this, let me remind you or inform you that I send out a text every single day called the Daily Motivation Guarantee to have you focused, sharp, and on point to start your day. I also send one out every week called the Monday Motivation that'll do the exact same thing for your week. I want you to get these text messages, and all you have to do to get them, to fulfill my wish for you to have them, is text me at my number, which is 305-384-6894. And every time those messages come out, you as a member of my texting community shall receive them. But you have to text me in order to get them. I can't magically make them appear in your phone. If I could, I would just force feed them to you. But since you have to actually comply and do something to get them, you got to text me at that number. Once we get those messages going actively again, then you'll be getting them straight to your phone. Right now, we're just dealing with some technical issues with that, but they will be back very soon. Secondly, Work on Your Game University. That is a place where I do all my coaching. Any of you listening to the show, you're wondering, man, I wonder what it would be like to work with Dre directly. I wonder what else Dre does besides putting out the show every day and sending out that daily motivation text message. I wonder if there's a way that I could take all this stuff that Dre talks about and package it up and actually apply it specifically to me personally in my life and in my business. The answer is Work on Your Game University. That is where all of our focus is right now. If you want to have me as your direct coach, if you would like to work with me directly, get into our programs, get into our systems, and have me looking at you, your situation, what you're working on, and have me as a direct coach to help hold you accountable, get systems implemented into your business, have a clear strategy for what you're doing, and of course, get your mindset in the right place so we can make all of that work, go to workonyourgameuniversity.com, link in the description. That out the way, let's get into the topic, which is how to manage stress. Now, we have talked about both types of stress here on this show. In past episodes, we talked about stress, how to deal with different types of stress, stress testing yourself. Talked about stress being, if you allow it to weaken you, it's a sign of your own weakness in episode 718. Talked about stress testing in episode 351. Told you in episode number 2705, why you need pressure, anxiety, and stress in your life. Episode number 2594, how to increase your stress tolerance. Episode 1691, three keys to eliminate stress and anxiety. Episode 1450, how to remain positive and calm when everyone around you is anxious and stressed. And also episode 1348, creating and using eustress in your life, was a different kind of a positive type of stress. We talked about all of those in different episodes of this show. And again, distress, which is this kind of stress that makes you feel old and aging and tired and weak and 10 years older than you actually are. And eustress, which is the positive kind of stress, such as lifting weights or pushing yourself to run a marathon or working twice as hard as you normally work. That's the good kind of stress that people put themselves through on purpose in order to make themselves better and basically stress themselves in a positive way. And both of them are challenging to the psyche, maybe even to the body. But today I want to talk about how to manage stress, period, regardless of what type of stress it is. So any of you who's dealing with some stress right now, or you may notice some stress coming on the horizon, that's what I want to talk about here today, how to deal with it before it happens. Point number one, topic once again is how to manage stress. Number one, do your homework. Number one thing you can do to deal with stress is do your homework. I talked about doing your homework in episode 1925. And what that means is being prepared ahead of time for a situation that you know is coming. That's what doing your homework means. If you know that you're going to be asked to give a presentation at work tomorrow, then it would help if you spend some time this afternoon and tonight practicing for that presentation rather than just showing up and winging it in front of the bosses and your supervisors. If you know that you're going to run a marathon in 3 months, it would help if you actually went outside and tried to run a mile or two just to get used to the activity. Doing your homework just means knowing something is coming, getting yourself ready for the situation before it happens. So, how can you do your homework when it comes to stress? Is that even possible? The answer is yes, it's possible. And here's how you do it. How about you get yourself quality amount of sleep, a quality amount of sleep? And if you have a young child, which I do, you know that that first year or 3 or 4, that the child is waking up at random times, doesn't have a set sleep schedule, and needs the parents as much as possible when it comes to getting to sleep, staying asleep, and when they get woken up from sleep. So you're not going to get a lot of sleep. So the best thing you could do is at least get yourself some good sleep before it happens, so your body's in a great healthy space. So when you're in that space of getting the stress of not sleeping a lot, at least it's not adding on to the stresses you already had. At least get some sleep before you have a baby. So then after you have the baby, even if you're not getting any sleep, at least it's not compounding the issue. All right? You don't have an issue. Your issue gets created. It's not compounding an issue that already existed, is what I mean. How about exercise? Can exercise help you to deal with stress? Of course, again, because if you're used to exercising every day, then you're putting yourself through eustress. What is eustress? That is the positive kind of stress that you put yourself through on purpose with the belief that is going to make you stronger, better, and more fit for future endeavors. When you get a healthy amount of exercise, because you're putting yourself under some level of stress, even a positive type, you are better prepared to deal with any kind of stress, even the type that you don't want, because you're used to dealing with it. You're used to dealing with some type of stress, so it doesn't bother you as much because your body and mind are used to dealing with stress, or whatever kind of stress it is. Now, what about mindfulness? Mindfulness, so some people call it this now, but some others may call it more colloquially meditation or any type of practice for calming and relaxing and steadying your mind state. What does that do? It is practice for the rest of the day when you're not in your mindfulness action or you're not in your meditative state. You're practicing for all the rest of the day that you can get into that state because you're used to getting into that state on call when you do your mindfulness and meditation exercises. What about nutrition? If you're putting healthy stuff in your body, then your body is better equipped to deal with whatever it's going to face. So if you were eating candy bars and drinking soda and eating potato chips and ice cream all day, every day, well, your body's probably not going to be in as healthy a state as if you were eating fruits and vegetables and drinking water and eating meat and potatoes, right? Your body is in a healthier state. And when your body's in a healthier state, it is better prepared to deal with any type of physical stress that you may come across, even the stress that you did not expect. What about getting sunlight? I believe what you get from the sun, I believe it's vitamin D that you get from the sun. And I'm no expert on this subject, but I have heard and read many people say that getting sunlight actually helps the human psyche. It helps the skin, it helps the brain, it helps all the involuntarily functioning pieces of the body, and is also with our circadian rhythms, that the human body knows when it's time to wake up and when it's time to go to sleep based on the amount of sunlight that it's receiving, which is why when you go to sleep, you hear people who are sleep experts are offering advice on sleep say you want the place to be as dark as possible because it tells your subconscious mind it's time to sleep. And when you're awake, you want light, you want to get natural sunlight because that reminds your brain that, hey, it's sunny outside. It's time to be awake. What about drinking water? This is the last one I'll give you on this list about doing your homework. Drinking water. All right, the human body is made up of a huge percentage of water, anywhere from, I've heard different numbers that I don't have in front of me, anywhere from 60 to 95% water. Your brain is a big part of it is water. Your skin, a big part of that is water. Your muscles, your heart, all of the involuntary functions are aided by being hydrated. So you want to drink more water. All of these are ways that you can do your homework such that even when you're in a non-stressed situation, you will now be better prepared for a stressful situation if and when it occurs. Because we know that a lot of times stressful situations, eustress, we can choose when it happens. But distress, usually we don't put ourselves in distressful situations on purpose. How many of you put yourself in a distressful space on purpose? Actually, it's almost impossible to do so. Because if you put yourself into a stressful situation, you're probably doing it with a eustress mindset. I'm going to put myself in this situation that might be distressful to most people, but it's not distressful to me because I'm doing it in a way that I believe is going to make me better. So hopping on a treadmill, putting it on 10.0 speed at a 2% incline would probably be distressful for most people. But if you do it on purpose, then you're doing it as a way of creating eustress for yourself so that running on an 8.0 speed at a 1% up incline is nothing to you because you're used to the 10.0 at 2%. Or if you go hire a personal trainer and they make you do something that you weren't even expecting to do, you still consider it eustress, because not like you have to have a personal trainer. It's not like you absolutely have to do what they say. You could always leave if you want to. So there's really no way to voluntarily put yourself into a distressful situation. Everything is eustress. Now, it could become distress if it's a little bit harder than you thought it was, but if you're doing it voluntarily, then again, it is still eustress by definition. So whether you're going through a distressful time right now, and some of you are, and again, that's the type of stress that you don't want, or you're voluntarily going through stress, that's eustress. That's the kind of stress that you do want or that you signed up for. Let's just call it that. The type of stress that you choose to have, such as a tough workout, doing these things that I just listed will help you to better prepare for them. Again, sleep, exercise, mindfulness, nutrition, sunlight, and drinking water. If you have gotten good sleep, you're taking care of your body, you're taking care of your mind, you're putting good stuff inside of you, you're staying hydrated, you will better be able to deal with any type of stress, whether voluntary or involuntary. Does anybody have a pushback to that point? If you're doing those things, you will be better able to deal with stress. Doesn't mean the stress will not happen. Doesn't mean the stress is going to be easy, but you will be better prepared to deal with it than if you did not do these things. Any of you has ever had to deal with stress on a day when you didn't get a lot of sleep or didn't get quality sleep the night before? You probably dealt with that stress in a worse manner than had you gotten a full night of sleep, because you don't have your full complement of energy, mental energy, willpower, physical energy. You don't have any of it because you didn't get good sleep. They say that when a person gets 4 hours or less of sleep, then their brain is functioning in a similar manner to as if you were a intoxicated driver, as if you were, well, not even driving, just intoxicated, period. So any of you who's ever been under the influence of alcohol, or what we call drunk, that level of brain functioning that you have when you were drunk is the same level of brain function that you have if you get 4 or fewer hours of sleep at night. Isn't that interesting? So can we agree that you're better able to deal with stress when you're sober than when you're drunk? Okay. I think everybody agrees with that one. Okay. So doing your homework, folks, makes your spiritual and emotional and mental immune systems, so to speak, stronger and ready to handle anything that comes its way. Again, doesn't mean you're going to be happy about it, but you're better able to deal with it because you are mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and physically prepared for it. Doesn't that just make sense? I mean, this is my habit, folks. If you didn't know, I just have a habit of taking things that may seem complex and I break them down in a way that just makes perfect sense. If I may pat myself on the back for that. If you disagree, you can let me know. And again, this is why these things that I mentioned should be part of your normal everyday routines, whether you're dealing with stress right now or not. Let me tell you that list one more time and make sure you're doing these consciously and intentionally every day. Sleep, exercise, mindfulness, nutrition, sunlight, and water. Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com and get my emails directly to your inbox every day free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. If you're a longtime listener, you might know that I've been drinking AG1 since early 2023. Best thing about my introduction to AG1 was that I was able to eliminate all these extra supplements and pills that I was taking every single day, because AG1 is a foundational nutritional supplement that supports your body's universal needs like gut optimization, stress management, and immune support. AG1, since 2010, has led the future of foundational nutrition, continuously refining their formula to create a smarter, better way to elevate your baseline health. Not only did I replace all those extra multivitamins and pills with AG1, but I love that every scoop also includes a bunch of other good things that you need. All you have to do is read the label. It's right there on their website, which I'll give you in a second. That includes everything you need and more every single day. And since AG1 is a supplement that I trust to provide the support that my body needs daily, and that's why I've been a partner for so long, if you want to take ownership of your health, understand it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. That's drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out and thank yourself later. Point number two. Today's topic, once again, is how to deal with stress. Number two, mental conditioning. What does this mean? You need to have reminders in your everyday life about who you are, who you want to be, who you plan on being, why you're worthy of happiness, success, and abundance. This is all part of your mental conditioning. Mental conditioning, to put it simply, folks, is the process of the things that you are continually telling yourself that through the habit of repetition, eventually get passed into the subconscious mind and start to control involuntarily the way you think, the way you behave, and just change your overall character. That is what mental conditioning is. In other words, if every single day you're telling yourself something positive, you will start to act and behave and be in the realm of that positive message you're giving yourself. Do something negative, tell yourself something negative, the exact same thing. Tell yourself random different things, you get random different outcomes. And many of you are in that third space, that random space. You randomly tell yourself positive things, you randomly tell yourself negative things. There's no rhyme or reason to either one of them. There's no consciousness, there's no intentionality. And therefore, you get random outcomes. This is how it happens. Any of you want to know why you're getting random outcomes when it comes to your mindset and thus your behaviors and your outcomes in life? I just explained it to you. Your conditioning is random. Therefore, your actions are random. And therefore, your outcomes are random. You want to change your outcomes. You have to change your actions. To change your actions, you got to change your mindset. To change your mindset, you change your conditioning. Change your conditioning, you change the inputs. What are you telling yourself on a daily basis? One thing you can do. Actually, I'll tell you a few things you can do to start changing your mental conditioning habits, because many of you don't even have a mental conditioning habit. Some of you have just heard me say that, never even heard of the concept of mental conditioning. So you are intrigued right now, which is a good place to be. Now, while I have your brain open to what I'm suggesting, listen to what I'm about to tell you. Number one thing is you need to be listening to this show every day, because as you can see, this is no nonsense. This is not some bullshit. I'm not here gossiping about some celebrity drama or talking about some rap mixtape or some bullshit. I'm telling you stuff that's going to help you develop personally and professionally. So one thing you should be doing is listening to a show like this one every day, or other shows of this ilk you need to be listening to, meaning personal and professional development, things that are going to make you better, smarter, faster, stronger, more productive, and a higher level contributing member of society. This is the kind of stuff you need to be taking in on a daily basis, not randomly, not when you get into a crisis situation, not when you feel like you quote unquote need it. This needs to be part of your everyday routine, your everyday habits. That's what conditioning means. That means you're doing it over and over and over again. So you get used to it. Everybody understand what I'm saying here? So that's one thing you can do. Consistent inputs will change your unconscious thought patterns. Any kind of consistent input changes your unconscious thought patterns. How many of you consistently listen to violent gangster rap music? I know many of you listen to this are guilty of this. You consistently listen to gangster rap music that's talking about violence and killing and using all types of different types of profanity and just describing lewd and violent acts, the kind of things that if someone actually did them, you end up dead or in jail. If you're consistently listening to that stuff, do you think that's not conditioning your mind? Yes, it is conditioning your mind. And let me be clear, your host, I listen to that music. I don't listen to it as much as I used to, but I still listen to that music. And is it conditioning my mind? Yes, it is. The thing is, I know so much about how the mind works and how to condition it and how not to condition it that I know how to use it and not use it as necessary. Meaning I can turn that stuff on when I need it mentally. Usually that's when I'm in the gym working out or I'm outside running or something like that. I can use it in that space and I can immediately turn it off and I can go into this mode like this person that you're listening to right now while I'm recording the show. But those of you who don't have that ability, I'm an expert when it comes to the mental game. Those of you who are not at that level, it's conditioning your mind in ways that you don't even know it is conditioning your mind. And if you don't know about something, you can't control it. I'm pausing there because I want to let that thought sink in. Consistent inputs change your unconscious thought patterns in whatever way the inputs are asking those thought patterns to change. Doesn't matter what it is. You consistently take in anything, it will change the way that you think. If you're consistently looking at porn or internet ass, which is basically porn these days, it's changing your subconscious thought patterns when it comes to how you think about sex and intimacy. And that could help you. It could hurt you. It probably hurts you. Because if it was worthwhile, then it probably wouldn't be so easy to access. Just like all the universe. My book, The Mental Workbook, can help you also when it comes to mental conditioning. Because the book is all about how you condition your mind mentally. I wrote a whole book on how to do it. And it's a workbook. So which means I'm not even going to tell you how to do it. I'm going to show you how to do it. And then I'm going to give you space to do it yourself right there in the book. Again, you can get that at workonmygame.com/workbook. It's called The Mental Workbook. And also you can get it if you go through any of our free book funnels like the mirrorofmotivation.com or thirddaybook.com. Get either one of those books for free. As you go through the funnel, we're going to offer you more and more books. So any of you who wants to read more than one book, I would suggest you go to thirddaybook.com. And as you go through the funnel, we're going to offer you four more books. We're going to offer you four more books so you can get a whole box full of books, literally a box full of books straight from Work On Your Game Incorporated, so that you have enough reading material for the rest of the year. Forget about just one book. Who reads this one book? Anyway, so the mental workbook lays out an exact plan for you to do this stuff on a daily basis. Now, you want your mind conditioned in such a way that this way of thinking becomes who you are, not what you do. And there is a difference. You want this way of thinking to be who you are, not what you do. And this is why when you come into Work On Your Game University, the first thing we do is mental conditioning for your thought patterns. Why? Because most of the people who I work with have some unconscious thought patterns that are in their way, that which, if I don't clear those out of the way, it doesn't matter how much information I give that person, things are not going to change. We have to get the unconscious thought patterns clear and working in the right direction so that they don't fight against anything that I give that person in the next step and the next step and the next step. If you got a bunch of bullshit in your brain, I can give you all the information in the world. The bullshit in your brain already has its spot in there. It's going to reject anything that tries to come in because it already has an established position. You understand what I'm saying? The bullshit in your brain has eminent domain over your mindset. So we got to get that stuff out before I can put anything new in. That's why we start with mindset when you come into the university. I told you, you're working with professionals over here. The better condition you are mentally, the less time you need to get over a challenge, to get over a setback, and to get over any form of stress, or to get past any form of stress. It doesn't mean the challenges, setbacks, and stress don't happen. It's just that they don't slow you down as much or even at all when you are properly conditioned mentally. When you are poorly conditioned or unconditioned mentally, the challenges, setbacks, and stress can stop you in your tracks and they won't get out the way and you can't do anything. How many of you feel like you're in that space right now in your life? Again, workonyourgameuniversity.com. The more poorly conditioned you are, folks, the more time and effort it takes for you to get over things when they happen. Mental conditioning works the same way as physical conditioning. A well-conditioned person, physically, only needs a few moments to catch their breath and go right back to the job, while a poor-conditioned person, physically, may need a whole week or a whole day before they can go back to any form of physical activity. Tomorrow morning, from the date that I'm recording this, I'm going to go outside tomorrow. I'm going to run about 6 miles tomorrow morning outside. And then a couple days after that, I'm going to run about 7.5 miles outside. And both times, I want to run the entire thing without stopping. I'm going to run 6 miles without stopping. I don't stop for water. I don't stop to catch my breath. Only reason I would stop is if I happen to run up to a traffic light and their car is coming. But I run early in the morning. So most of the time, that's not even a problem. It's one of the reasons why I like running early in the morning, because there's no traffic. I can run on normally busy streets and there are no cars. And I never had to stop for any reason unless there's something physically up with me, which usually it ain't. That's physical conditioning. Whole point being, a well-conditioned person can do this. A poorly conditioned person might only be able to run half a mile and they got to take a rest. Or they can't even run anymore. They got to walk the whole rest of the way. And it's the same thing when it comes to your mindset. Can you do 7 miles without stopping? I'm talking mentally. I'm giving you a metaphor here. You know those days in your life when you don't really feel like being at work? You don't really feel like doing the job that you're required to do, but you have to do it anyway? Yeah, those days. We call those days the third day. Everyone has them, no matter what it is that you do. And you need to, if you're going to be a professional, have a system for getting through those days, because they're going to happen. I wrote a book called The Third Day, The Decision That Separates the Pros from the Amateurs, that systematically and strategically coaches you on how to get through those days so you can give your best effort when you least feel like it. I will give you a free copy of the book. Again, it's called The Third Day. All you have to do is cover the shipping and go to thirddaybook.com. Again, that's thirddaybook.com. Get a free copy of that book, How to Separate Yourself, the Pro, from the Amateurs, by showing up and giving your best effort when you least feel like it. Just go to thirddaybook.com. You just marinate on that. We move on to point number three. Today's topic, once again, is how to handle stress. Number three, accept that handling potential stress is a byproduct of leadership. What I mean by potential stress? Potential stress means when you are a leader, you got to deal with whatever comes your way, and that thing that comes your way might end up being stressful in some way to you and or to your organization and or to the people in your organization. And you as a leader eventually is going to find its way to you. When you're the leader, this is the job that you are accepting implicitly by being a leader. Meaning, no one has to clear it with you. that there's going to be a stressful situation coming up for you and or for someone in your team and or for the team in general, you as the leader are going to have to deal with it at some point. And by being the leader, you implicitly accept that. And it doesn't have to be explained to you. It doesn't have to be told to you up front. This is the byproduct of being a leader. Byproduct is the wrong word here. This is the trade-off of being a leader. Remember that in life, there are no perfect situations. There are only trade-offs. Everything has a trade-off. So anything that you see where it looks like the grass is so green on the other side of that fence, guarantee you there's a trade-off over there that you may not be aware of, or maybe you are aware of it, and maybe it doesn't seem like as much of a trade-off as it doesn't seem like as challenging a trade-off as it looks. And maybe you're right, but perhaps you are wrong in that maybe it's more challenging than it looks, and also that there may be other trade-offs that you don't see. So be careful. Every situation in life has a trade-off. Your job is to find out what it is before you trade everything for that thing. You know, make sure you don't get yourself into something you can't get out of. One thing that makes a leader is the fact that they can handle things that everyone else in the room cannot handle or doesn't want to handle. I got to say that sentence again because this is very important. One thing that makes a leader is the fact that they can handle things that not everyone else in the room can handle or even wants to handle. So your ability to handle stress can make you a leader by default. Why? Because you're willing to handle things that nobody else in the room can handle. So you just become the leader just because nobody else wants to deal with that. So now you're the leader because you're dealing with it. So your ability to handle stress is a leadership quality, even if you didn't know. Understand that this ability to handle a stress is not some random talent and is not a genetic trait. This is not something that you're born with. As I just explained in the first two points, there are things that you can do on purpose ahead of time that position you to better deal with stress that other people either don't know about or are just unwilling to do that disqualify them from being able to deal with stress. So therefore, you become the leader because you did your homework and they didn't. Now, those things that I mentioned in point number one, like drinking water and sleeping and exercising and taking care of your mind, are those new concepts to anybody? Is that the first time any of you has ever heard of that? Maybe the first time you've heard of it used in that context, but they are not brand new ideas. And is there anyone in here who believes there are people out there who think those are bad things to do? I think everyone agrees there is a good thing to get good sleep and take care of your body and put good stuff in your body and exercise and do mindfulness exercises and get good sunlight. And what was the other thing I said? Drink water. I don't think there's anybody on the planet who thinks those are bad ideas. So why don't people not do them anyway? Even though nobody thinks it's a bad idea, why do people not do them? Because people are lazy. And what did I tell you in episode 1025? The opportunity is always in the opposites. Look at what most people know about, but simply don't do. There's your opportunity. You don't have to be talented. You just got to be observant. You have to have a high level of awareness. And I got an episode coming on that subject in the near future. You can manufacture, folks, the circumstances that position you to be a leader by simply and consistently doing things that other people are not doing. You can manufacture your success in life by looking for the opportunities where other people are not willing to go and things that other people are not willing to do, and it makes you a leader by default. In this sense, leaders are made, they are not born. You can make yourself a leader by simply being able to deal with things that most people are not willing to deal with, which will make you a leader by default. And I just gave you the blueprint for doing it right here in today's episode. Let's recap today's class, which is how to manage stress. And we talked about both types of stress, distress and eustress. Today, I'm talking about how to manage any kind of stress, period. Number one, do your homework. Sleep, exercise, mindfulness, nutrition, sunlight, and water. Is anybody unfamiliar with any of those concepts or how to do them? Okay. Now, you may want some clear strategies on how to do that. That's why we have our university, which I'll tell you more about in a minute. But the more you get of these things, the more prepared your body and mind and spirit and soul will be for dealing with any stress that comes your way. Point number two, mental conditioning. Works the same as physical conditioning. Anything that you continuously feed to your mind through the power of repetition eventually passes through the gates of the subconscious mind and then controls 85% or more of your behaviors, your thoughts, and your actions, and eventually your outcomes. So if you want to change your outcomes in life, you need to change what you are conditioning yourself with, meaning what are you consistently telling yourself, taking in, reading, looking at, watching, and hearing. You need to pay attention to those things because they are affecting you whether you believe it or you understand it or not. I just helped you understand it, so you should understand it. And don't think that just because you're taking them in and you enjoy them or you like them or whatever excuse you want to give, do not think it is not affecting your mind. It is. Number three. Accept that handling potential stress is a byproduct of leadership. The trade-off of leadership is that you had to deal with things that other people don't want to, or cannot deal with. That is the trade-off of being a leader. That's the penalty of leadership. If you want to be a leader, then understand there's a trade-off for that. If you don't want to be a leader, there's a trade-off for that too. Everything in life has a trade-off. The trade-off of leadership is you dealing with stress for the organization, for yourself, and for the people who are part of whatever group you happen to be leading, whether that be a family, a sports team, or a business. You have to deal with the stress that they have to deal with, because they're going to bring it to you when they can't handle it themselves. That's the reason you're a leader. When people can't handle certain things, they bring it to you and hope you can figure it out. And you have too many of those times where you drop the ball and you can't figure things out that everybody else can't figure out, you won't be the leader anymore because you ain't doing your job. Your job is to take on the stress that they can't take on. All right, everybody here knows in the United States, we have a president, right? Think of someone like Barack Obama. I remember when Barack Obama first got elected president, it was 2008 election, and then he served two terms. And then in 2016, Donald Trump won the election. And then going into early 2017, Barack Obama passed the presidency over to Donald Trump. I want you to look at pictures of Barack Obama in 2008 when he first got elected president. And then look at pictures of Barack Obama in 2017 when he left the White House and was no longer president. Look at the difference between those two pictures. And it was only 8 years apart. That ain't that long of a time. I mean, 8 years can be a long time, but it ain't really that long. But look at the difference between the two pictures. All right, what's the difference between them? Barack Obama dealt with a whole lot of stress for 8 years. All right, that's the point. That's the reason I'm pointing out that. Go look it up. Look at the pictures before and after Barack Obama. He dealt with a whole lot of stress. You see a lot of gray in that second picture. You didn't see any gray in the first one. Why is this? Now, one of it is just natural aging, but the other one is the guy was dealing with a ton of stress because every problem that someone else couldn't handle, they brought it to the leader. That's what happens when you're a leader. Every problem that they can't handle, they bring to you. And now you got to deal with it. And if you ain't able to do that, you won't be a leader for long. This is the game that you're in. With all that said, folks, text me. My number is 305-384-6894 is down below in the description. Also, Work On Your Game University. That's the place where I do all my coaching. You want to have me as your direct coach where we can get all this stuff that I just talked about here today. And we put this into tangible form and we start applying it and implementing it into your life, specifically for your situations, where you're at, where you're going, where you want to be, and who you want to be. Go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. Link down below in the description. Work on your game. Dre, all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community where you can ask me questions. You can share challenges with me. You are messaging me directly. You can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me. 305-384-6894. People often ask me, Dre, is there any way that I could work with you directly? Is there any way that I could talk to you on a regular basis, just ask you questions, share with you what I'm doing, and just get your feedback and your insight on where I'm going personally and professionally? The answer is yes. And the further answer is there's only one place to do that. That is Work On Your Game University. That's the only place I do any coaching. It's the only place I work with anyone directly. All you have to do to get involved in the university is go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. There you'll see all your options, whether you want to schedule a call with us, join one of our group programs, and we go from there. I'll see you inside. Again, that's workonyourgameuniversity.com. If you're a longtime listener, you might know that I've been drinking AG1 since early 2023. Best thing about my introduction to AG1 was that I was able to eliminate all these extra supplements and pills that I was taking every single day, because AG1 is a foundational nutritional supplement that supports your body's universal needs like gut optimization, stress management, and immune support. AG1, since 2010, has led the future of foundational nutrition, continuously refining their formula to create a smarter, better way to elevate your baseline health. Not only did I replace all those extra multivitamins and pills with AG1, but I love that every scoop also includes a bunch of other good things that you need. All you had to do is read the label. It's right there on their website, which I'll give you in a second. That includes everything you need and more every single day. And since AG1 is a supplement that I trust to provide the support that my body needs daily, and that's why I've been a partner for so long, if you want to take ownership of your health, understand it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. That's drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out. and thank yourself later.